Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, the Keebler Elf, Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Every week on this show, we acquaint ourselves with a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we'll be examining the splendorous music of the original Broadway cast recording of Something Rotten. Now, currently on tour, Something Rotten is an original musical comedy with a book by John O'Farrell and Carrie Kirkpatrick, with music and lyrics by Carrie and Wayne Kirkpatrick. The musical is set in 1595. The story follows the Bottom brothers, Nick and Nigel, who struggle to find success in the theatrical world as they compete with the wild popularity of the era's rock star of theater, William Shakespeare. Something Rotten opened on Broadway on April 22, 2015. It was directed and choreographed by Casey Nichelaw. It was nominated for 10 Tony Awards, with Christian Borle winning the award for Best Featured Actor for his rock and roll portrayal of William Shakespeare. The show closed on January 1, 2017, after 742 performances. The show is now on tour of the U.S. with Rob McClure as Nick Bottom, Josh Grissetti as Nigel Bottom, and Adam Pascal as Shakespeare. The musical opens with a minstrel welcoming the audience to the European Renaissance in the song, Welcome to the Renaissance. We are introduced to Nick and Nigel Bottom, two brothers running a theater troupe.
War of the Roses, Chaucer's tales, the brutal feudal system, holy crusades, bubonic plague, can't say that we've really missed them. So dark and barbaric, so dull and mundane, that was so Middle Ages, that was so Charlemagne. Welcome to the Renaissance, with poets, painters, and bon vivants, and merry minstrels who stroll the streets of London, a strumming their lutes
in puffy pants and pointy leather boots.
Welcome to the Renaissance, where we ooh and ah you with ambiance. We're so progressive,
the latest and the greatest, we bring it to you
with much ado.
Welcome to the Renaissance,
where everything is new.
Here we've made advances in the sciences.
We have the latest gadgets and appliances.
Our mugs are made of pewter.
Our houses all are Tudor,
decorated with a modern flair. While witches are burning and wars tend to start, we bring you moments of culture and art.
Culture and art. Welcome to the Renaissance. Well, our printing press has the fancy fonts. That's right, we're fancy and very literary, theatrical too. It's what we do.
Johnson,
uh-huh. And Christopher Marlowe, Thomas Kidd, Thomas Middleton, Thomas More.
His writing's first rate. His acting's incredible.
Isn't he great? Isn't he great?
We love him. Welcome to the Renaissance. Like the one in Italy or in France. No, the one in England. The one where William Shakespeare is cream of the crop.
The one where William Shakespeare is the top.
Welcome to the
We learn that the Bottom brothers are rehearsing for their upcoming play, Richard II, while Shakespeare is getting all the attention for his opening of Romeo and Juliet. The Bottom brothers are shocked to learn that Shakespeare's next project will be his own version of Richard II. Nick rants about his hatred for Shakespeare in the song, God, I Hate Shakespeare.
Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. That's right, I said it.
No!
I do, I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it, how a mediocre actor from a measly little town is suddenly the brightest jewel in England's royal crown. Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. His plays are wordy, but oh no, the great Shakespeare. That little turd, he has no sense about the audience. He makes them feel so dumb. The bastard doesn't care that my poor ass is getting numb.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
It's easy, I can say it, 'cause it's absolutely true.
Don't be a penis, the man is a genius.
His genius is he's fooling all of you.
But he's brilliant, what majesty flows from his pen. His poetry soars like a sweet violin. God's own inspiration, like lightning doth strike him. And he captures my soul.
Ah, jeez, you sound just like him.
Really? Thanks.
You should hate Shakespeare.
Well, I don't. I try to emulate Shakespeare.
Well, there's your problem. You're so blinded by the bard who's such a pompous little man.
Why is it a problem to admit that I'm a fan?
'Cause he's a hack with a knack for stealing anything he can.
How can you say that? How can you say that the man really knows how to write a bitchin' play? You wish you could pen one.
We wish we were in one.
I just wish that he would go away.
Well, that's not gonna happen, because everybody I know says that he is the greatest writer that England has ever known.
And that's another thing I hate about Shakespeare, is all the twits who bloviate about Shakespeare, and how they prattle on about his great accomplishments. Well, la-di-da-di-da. And once they start their gushing, there's no stopping on them. Then it's blah, 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 Shakespeare. And he walks in his dum-da-dum-ta-da, Shakespeare! He's holding court and they say, Will, you're such a genius and your writing is divine.
A rose by any other name is such a clever line.
And they're all, ooh, and he's all stop. And they're all, yay, and I'm all, ah. And I'm really getting sick of it. And I hate Shakespeare.
I think by now we sort of know you hate Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, the way he feigns humility when all he does is gloat. The way he wears that silly frilly collar around his throat. The poster child for why no one should ever procreate. Let me make a shorter list and I will give it to you straight. Every little thing about Shakespeare is what I
hate. He hates, he clearly, surely, really, truly hates Shakespeare.
Don't hate.
Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. On today's program, we are listening to selections from the musical Something Rotten. Now, Lord Clapham, the chief financial backer of the Bottom Brothers, tells them that unless they have another play by the next morning, he's going to stop their funds. Nick goes to see a soothsayer, the nephew of Nostradamus, who tells him that the next big thing in theater is going to be something called a musical. Here's the song, A Musical.
What the hell are musicals?
It appears to be a play where the dialogue stops
and the plot is conveyed through song.
Through song?
Yes.
Wait, so an actor is saying his lines, and then out of nowhere, he just starts singing?
Yes.
Well, that is the stupidest thing that I have ever heard. You're doing a play, got something to say, so you sing it? It's absurd. Who on earth is going to sit there while an actor breaks into song? What possible thought could the audience think other than this is horribly wrong?
Remarkably, they won't think that.
Seriously? Why not?
Because it's a musical, a musical. And nothing's as amazing as a musical, with song and dance and sweet romance and happy endings happening by happenstance. Bright lights, stage fights, and a dazzling chorus. You want to be great, then you gotta create a musical.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe people would actually pay to see something like this.
Let's just say it's a Saturday night and you want to go out on the town. Got a lady to flatter who might give it up if you don't let her down. You could go see a tragedy, but that wouldn't be very fun. Or a play from Greek mythology, see a mother have sex with her son.
Ugh.
You could go see a drama with all of that trauma and pain. Or go see something more relaxing and less taxing on the brain. Go see a musical, a musical, a puppy piece releasing all your bluesicles, where crooners croon a catchy tune, and limber leggy ladies thrill you till you swoon. Oozahs, big applause, and a standing ovation.
The future is bright if you could just write a musical.
Some make you happy, some make you sad. Some are quite big, some quite small. Some are too long, some are just plays with song. Some musicals have no talking at all.
No talking at all?
That's right, there's no talking. All of the dialogue is sung in a very dramatic fashion.
Really?
Yes, really.
There's no talking.
There's no talking. And they often stay on one note for a very long time, so that when they change to a different note, you notice. And it's supposed to create a dramatic effect, but mostly you just sit there asking yourself, why aren't they talking?
Sounds miserable.
I believe it's pronounced miserable.
And people actually like this?
No, they love it. And what's not to love? It's such a delight. There's nothing quite like a musical. Oh, another vision. I haven't even told you the best part yet. Feel that fascinating rhythm moving to your feet.
What is that?
Feel your ass gyrating to that titillating beat.
Are you okay?
You slap your lap, then finger snap. That's when you know it's time to tap.
Oh! What the hell are you doing now?
It's called a dance break. Apparently, this happens in musicals as well. People on stage just burst into spontaneous dance.
Why? Does it advance the plot?
No!
Advance character?
Not necessarily.
Then why do it?
Because it's entertaining! 5, 6, 7, 8! Talk, it's a musical, a susical, no, a musical with girls on stage.
A musical!
We've got snappy repartee, and the women are risque, and the chorus boys are kinda gay.
A musical!
true blue new
musical.
Stand back! It's a musical!
Some musicals are very serious.
A big glittering musical, a musical.
It's a musical for us.
A big and shiny, mighty, finey, glitter, glitz, and chorus liney. Bob your head and shake your hiney.
No kidding!
A musical. What could be more amazing than a musical? With song and dance and sweet romance. And with a musical we might have half a chance.
Oozahs, big applause with everyone cheering for us.
Nigel decides to write a new play and receives invitations to see Shakespeare in the Park to the tune of the song Will Power, which introduces Shakespeare as a rock star.
We want Will! We want Will!
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Stratford-upon-Avon, the king of couplets, the sultan of sonnets, the man who put the I am in iambic pentameter. Please put your hands together for the one, the only, William Shakespeare!
Thank you! Is it good to see me at once?
You kick
a full horse! Okay, okay. Here's one for all you beautiful tutors out there. A little sonnet that's been very good to me. Let's see if you know it.
Shall I compare thee
to a summer's day?
Yeah, thou art more lovely and more temperate. And the rough winds shake the darling buds of May, yeah. And summer's lease
have all too short a date.
I adore the adoration, though others may applaud it. It's quite the new sensation. What shall we call it?
Willpower.
I am the will of the people now. Can you feel it?
Yeah!
Oh, I can feel it too. In fact, I'd like to feel you a little bit later.
Oh!
Do you want more?
Yeah!
Well, when do you want it? Tomorrow?
No!
Later?
No!
Let me hear you say now.
Now!
Very nice. Let me hear you say now is.
Now is.
That scans. Let me hear you say now is the.
Now is the.
Oh, do it with me. Now is the winter of our discontent.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Make glorious summer by this sun of York.
Make glorious summer by this sun of York.
And let me hear you say glorious.
Glorious.
Do you mean me?
Glorious.
Well, I can be.
Glorious.
Now let me see G-L-O-R-I-O-U-S. Who fits that bill?
It's Will.
I guess.
thinks you got it. To my ears, and if music be the food of love, play on. That's a new one, don't even know where to put it yet. Speaking of love, here's one for all you lovers out there. But soft would lie through yonder window breaks. Thank you. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon. Ah, oh, the moon, who is already sick and pale, so sick and so pale with grief that thou her maid, yeah, thou art far more fair than she, than she. Thank you, I like that one too.
In Act Two, we see a human side of Shakespeare as he frets over the stress of having to come up with hit after hit. Shakespeare decides to disguise himself and audition for the Bottom Brothers' new play so he can steal the idea for his own. Now, after his lover Portia is imprisoned in a tower, Nigel writes a new play that ends up being Hamlet. And, of course, Shakespeare steals the play for his own. Meanwhile, Nick is preparing the show Omelette, the musical. When Shakespeare sues the Bottom Brothers, Nick is sentenced to beheading. However, they make a deal with Shakespeare, and the Bottom Brothers will be exiled to America. Portia arrives, having escaped the tower, and joins the Bottoms in exile. They arrive in America and tell the audience of the new opportunities that the new world holds in the song Finale. This will be our last song of the day. I hope you've enjoyed this look at the musical Something Rotten. I always enjoy hearing from listeners, so if you have questions, comments, or suggestions for future shows, please email me at 1015showtime@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shylock Productions, in association with Pilgrim Enterprises, presents the Bottom Brothers in their touching life story.
Who's that coming out of Cornwall with his brother?
Plays just like our mother said we ought to do. We've learned a thing or two.
He almost got us all beheaded.
Sorry.
Instead, we just got banished.
Yay!
We came from London on a boat. We landed here and went and wrote a play with songs and dancers galore.
It's something no one else has ever seen before.
So here we go, putting on a show. Not just any old ordinary show,
a big and bold extraordinary show, a must-see magical, new original musical, a musical.
news, Shakespeare's new play opened. They say it's his masterpiece.
What's it called?
Hamlet.
Hamlet. I was this close.
Welcome to the